One of the interviewees in the film we just discussed about the faith of President Bush is on the staff of the Presidential Prayer Team. My guest, John Lind, is the head of the team. Its website describes the team as an independent nonprofit organization which has a singular purpose: to encourage Americans to pray daily for the president. As part of its project, Pray the Vote, the Presidential Prayer Team also urges members to include prayers for the upcoming elections. The team was created just a few days after the September 11th attacks. It has a staff of 9. According to Lind, about 3 million people have participated in the group's activities. Its funding comes from members, email campaigns, and appeals. Lind has been president and CEO of the team since 2002. John Lind, welcome to Fresh Air. What does the Presidential Prayer Team do? What is its mission?
Basically, its mission is to encourage, motivate, and challenge people of faith all over the country to pray daily for the president, our nation, and our armed forces.
And what is the president's role in the prayer team? White House role?
There is no role. We are totally independent, non-denominational, non-sectarian, non-political. Our call is simply to pray daily for the president and our nation and our armed forces.
Now, members get updated listings of the president's prayer needs. What are some examples of the president's prayer needs that you've emailed your members about?
Well, it depends on the week, because what we try to do is we try to get information from public domain of different schedule, maybe of the president or maybe who he might be visiting, or different trips he's making abroad. And some of the things also we're praying for is specific people in his cabinet, maybe on a director level on up. Like, for example, this week we're praying for Don Rumsfeld. We're praying for the new director of Central Intelligence Agency, Peter Goss, Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge, and the FBI Chief Bob Mueller. So these are just some of the things that we're trying to do in order to not only pray for our president every day, but also other aspects of our country.
Now, your website says your church can influence the highest people in government through one simple act, prayer. What influence do you think prayer can have on the highest people in government?
Well, I think it helps give them wisdom. I mean, these are our leaders of our country that are making critical decisions that basically affect all of us. And we're not issue-oriented, but we're prayer-oriented. And so a lot of times we focus on the specific person that God would give them wisdom in the decisions they make on our behalf.
In explaining what to pray for, you say pray for American leaders' protection, clarity of thought, godly wisdom, and for them to follow God and His Word. What does it mean for our leaders to follow God? Which God? Whose God? Whose view of religion?
Well, we come from the point of view, Terry, that we're biblically based. So we're talking about the God of the Bible. And so our approach is simply that we're praying to the Lord, the God of the Bible, in order to be able to give them wisdom in not only the decisions they're making, but also give them, like you said, clarity of thought, because, you know, we're in a world that's very, in some cases, in a serious world of hurt and pain across the world. We're in a war. These are all issues that our leaders are making decisions on our behalf on a daily basis. And that's kind of why I believe we're calling people to pray daily, not just whenever they feel like it, but to make a commitment to pray daily for our leaders.
When you say the God of the Bible, do you mean Christian?
Well, part of our focus and our foundation is biblical truth and our, you know, basically our scripture that we kind of build our organization on is found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, where it talks about that we urge people to, first of all, with that request, prayers, and intercession and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives. That's our mission. That's our foundation, our biblical foundation. And most of the people on our list are from the Christian background and persuasion.
There's a press release that you have about praying for the elections.
Yes.
And this was issued before, this was issued, I think, in the spring. And our interest is not to ask God to get any one candidate elected. Rather, our goal is simply to open a window for God to work through the election.
Right.
What does that mean, for God to work through the election?
Well, I think if you see kind of what's been happening over the course of several months in the presidential election, how in a sense, disunifying it could be to our country. And I think part of what prayer does is unify people. And I think that is part of opening a window for God to work, is to help unify in our country, that whoever's elected, that we can rally behind that individual and work to pray for that person on a daily basis.
Do you believe that God has a choice for president?
I think we have the choice for president. And I think God uses us as an instrument to help put that individual into office.
So do you think the voters are doing God's will?
I think so, yes.
So that means that President Bush was willed by God to be president?
At that particular time in 2000, yes.
And if he's voted out of office, what would that say about God's will?
That it's John Kerry's turn.
I'm wondering if you read, there was an article in the Sunday New York Times Magazine this weekend by Ron Suskind called about Bush Faith and Certainty. And it was an article about, the president's faith and the implications of that for his presidency and for his foreign policy and so on. This article quotes Bruce Bartlett, a domestic policy advisor to Reagan. He was a Treasury official for the first President Bush. And he describes the president as having, quote, a sort of weird messianic idea of what he thinks God has told him to do. He truly believes he's on a mission from God. How would you react to that?
Well, I mean, I think, it's how I think how the president maybe might define or this person define what the mission from God is. To some, that seems kind of mystical. But I think a lot of times when people are motivated by prayer, motivated by scripture, motivated by the religious persuasion, I mean, that could be a call of God as well. And so I don't really feel that it is, more or less of a strength or weakness of the president. I just think it's kind of how he's built.
One more quote from Bruce Bartlett. Absolute faith like this overwhelms a need for analysis. The whole thing about faith is to believe things for which there is no empirical evidence, but you can't run the world on faith. What would you say to that?
Well, I think I think you need to have faith to run the world. We're living in a precarious times around the world. And I wouldn't call myself an expert, but just I kind of think that having faith in God is an important aspect of getting the kind of wisdom needed in order to get this analysis to be able to make decisions that will affect not only us in America, but people all over the world.
What is your understanding of the separation of church and state? And do you feel that this presidential prayer team, in asking God to work in our nation as never before, and in asking people to pray for the president, and in asking people to pray for the president during the election, do you feel that that crosses the boundary at all, or do you feel that it does not?
Oh, I don't think it does at all. And I think it's even more of an added benefit for our country. But I don't think that at all. I think the separation of church and state was to keep the state out of the church, not the church out of the state, originally. And so I think it's very important to encourage more and more people of faith to pray on a daily basis. And I think if we can be able to help change the culture of prayer in America, that will manifest itself through this this unity that we talked about earlier, I think it would do wonders for our country.
Getting back to the election a second, if you have, as part of your Pray the Vote campaign, as part of your election campaign, if you really believe in the power of prayer and you have people praying for the president and not asking people to pray specifically for his opponent, John Kerry, aren't you asking people through their prayer to tip the balance?
Well, if John Kerry was the president, then we would ask people to pray for John Kerry, who would be the president. But he's not at this particular time. So, like, I go back to my original point, is that we are the presidential prayer team. And so we still want to continue to pray daily for our president, who is still making decisions on our behalf. But if John Kerry becomes president, starting, in, of course, in January, right after the inauguration, we're going to pray daily for him.
Are there certain policies that you think go along with God working more actively in our nation?
Such as what?
Abortion, for instance, banning abortion.
Well, I think the issues, you know, we don't really deal with issues. We deal with people. And the thing is that we're trying to put on our website on a regular basis or refresh every week are more people-oriented. Now, obviously, there's issues that they're having to deal with, and that's why they need prayer, because they're having to make decisions on things like abortion or euthanasia or terminally ill people, health insurance for the poor, et cetera, et cetera. There's a myriad of issues. But what we try to focus on, of course, is just the people that are helping to make those decisions on our behalf.
One last question. If we accept the premise that you stated, that President Bush was God's choice for the White House, does that mean that we should be more confident about accepting any decision that the president makes because God approved that choice? He was God's choice to be in the White House.
Yeah, but he's still someone that can make mistakes. And I don't think everybody is going to agree with every decision he makes. But that's the way our country is set up. And so, but if John Kerry wins on November 2nd, we're going to obviously align ourselves with praying daily for John Kerry. And he'll make decisions just like any past president has made, and people are going to agree with some of the decisions he's going to make and some that he might not make.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
You bet, Terry. Thank you very much.
John Lind is the head of the presidential prayer team, which encourages Americans to pray for the president. This is Fresh Air.